You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. Thanks for joining me today, Rachel Leek, Coordinator of Travel Services of USA Baseball. So let's start off with the background of your journey. Now, I've been blessed to know you as a faculty member at UNC, having been a part of the UNC Exercise and Sports Science Sport Administration Program. So we met there. We've had a lot of great conversations. We've done wonderful things together. Okay. And, of course, both of us share an interest in empowering women and people of color. And I'm definitely appreciative of your support of my projects and different things that I'm up to. But I want to start off by asking you, where did it all begin? Tell me how it all started, where you grew up, and how you landed at UNC.
Well, first, thank you very much for having me here. It's been a pleasure just having this opportunity. So I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and coming from a diverse place, it just influences your entire life. My parents, they immigrated here from Trinidad, and I grew up in this wonderful kind of bubble, knowing that people from all walks of life can kind of truly succeed within the city of New York.
Now, before you go further, Yankees or Mets?
Yankees.
Okay. All right.
All day.
Good woman. Okay.
Yankees all day. So I have a wonderful parents who have always supported me and encouraged me and truly told me from the day I was born that you can accomplish anything. And having that pro-black background, it's definitely led to the empowering things that I've tried to do and organizations I try to be a part of. Going to an all-black high school, I felt very blessed that I was always insulated to the other stressors that can impact, you know, young kids in this world. But I'll take it back a little bit and say that my path into sport and into my current professional line of work started with track and field. And it's been very instrumental in my life, and it's probably the one thing that ties everything all together. This will be a funny story for you, but in junior high, I didn't make my basketball team. And from there, I was like, I'm never touching a basketball again, but I'm going to do track. And so I kind of like held on to that thought in the back of my mind from middle school. And then when I got to high school, the track coach also happened to be the social studies teacher. And if one, you know, just one thing leading to another, I ended up on the track team and had a blessed experience, was able to start running track at the age of 15, and at 18 got a full scholarship to go to Rutgers University.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Late bloomer,
but excellent at whatever I did, and was able to go to college, which was that's led me to my path now. It's been great.
Okay. Any particular teachers or mentors along the way?
Definitely. Once I got to Rutgers and I was at the end of my fourth year, I didn't really know where I wanted to go professionally, but I knew that I liked sport. And that when you're a championship athlete, you go and you see these people walking around in khaki pants with like radios in their ear, and like, what is their job? What are they doing? You know, they're so involved in sport, but they're not athletes, you know. So I was open up to this whole world that comes outside of athletics that doesn't involve the athletes. So I pretty much just asked one of the mentors I had at the time, Kate Hickey, who is a graduate of this graduate program here from UNC Sport Administration. And she told me to look into this master's program if I thought that I really wanted to go back into sport. And from there, I took a year off between undergrad and grad school, and I worked in Harlem in recreational sport. And I liked it. It was cool. But I wanted to get back into the competitive.
Okay.
So I went back to school.
Well, excellent. Well, we're glad that you did.
Mm-hmm.
So I often get asked about the advantages of having a degree in sport administration. Now, we're both graduates of the EXSS program. Tell us more about the value of having a master's degree.
You know, I think it can really go both ways. I specifically knew I needed to go back for my master's because I didn't have any connections in the sport world. And the sport world can be very incestuous, where it's kind of like, oh, you know this person, I know this person, and everybody gets in just from that kind of relationship. And so I knew if I went back into grad school, I would be able to create connections there. And on top of that, having a master's degree, there's always a benefit from that. You can't, you know, detract anything from you for having that education. So I went back to school, and I just had a phenomenal time. Met you.
That's right.
A whole bunch of instrumental people. And the master's degree definitely adds that credibility to you. And while you're gaining that degree, you're actively working. UNC is phenomenal in that you're working operations with Carolina's 28 sports team, and you're getting to know the people that are behind in the athletic department. So it's definitely been very helpful for me.
Well, I definitely have to echo that. A lot of people focus on the knowledge, the book knowledge. Mm-hmm. But what I found with your master's degree, regardless of the field, mm-hmm. it's about your network and it's about the connections.
Absolutely.
You have to choose carefully because you want to look at where are the alumni of this program? What are they doing? Mm-hmm. What doors will be open because you have this particular pedigree? Mm-hmm. But also to your point, you don't have to go to school.
You don't.
But you have to be connected. You have to be a hustler and you have to get out there and be willing to do a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah, and I would just echo that completely and say some people, they do it from the ground up where they start in somebody's ticket sales office and they try to figure out how they can climb the ladder from there. That wasn't my path. That wasn't what I was interested in. I knew that coming from my West Indian parents' background, education was always being pushed to the forefront. And I said, okay, if I can get the network in addition to another degree, I'll absolutely take it from that point.
Well, we know sport business is a very, very hectic space, very competitive space. How do you spend your downtime? Do you have any favorite TV shows or books? I know I like to basically disconnect with Netflix now, and it seems like there's another show that I'm binging almost every other week.
Yes, absolutely.
But how about you? Do you have any favorite TV shows or books?
So I just got into Westworld. It's on Netflix. It's pretty much a sci-fi. I love anything that's pretty much sci-fi. Black Mirror is on there as well. Those two are really great ways to unwind because it makes you think. You try to figure out what's happening before anything. So those are definitely two shows that I'm into. I love to read. I'm a big fan of literature. Currently, I'm reading Eartha Kitt's biography. Every summer, I reread The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. She's my absolute favorite writer. She introduced me to the world of, like, Black feminism, and it's just lit a spark in me. So I try to unwind that way. But most importantly, I like to work out. That track background has not left, and I find that the way I was able to manage stress in undergrad has translated to the same working out experience now, and so I try to do that as often as I can.
So let's take a break here. Be careful. If you're out there driving and you see Rachel Leak running the streets, don't be
Please
careful.
Don't hit me.
Don't hit her. We'll be right back to discuss more with Rachel Leak, graduate of UNC EXSS's Master's of Sport Administration program and USA Baseball coordinator. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Rachel Leak of USA Baseball. Rachel, I'm really surprised that a lot of people don't know that USA Baseball is actually located here in the Triangle in the Durham area. How did you learn about this company and what do you do in your position?
Yeah, so prior to working with them, I wasn't too familiar with their location either. But just going back to what we just spoke about networking, this opportunity kind of fell in my lap very genuinely where one of my thesis advisors, students, kind of talk. They were having their meeting, and my advisor was telling her, you know, I have this awesome graduate student, and she's about to finish up her master's, and she's trying to find her next steps. The student responded, oh, you know, there's an opening here at USA Baseball, and just because I was working part-time at a hotel and there was a travel services coordinator position available, they were like, okay, this kind of makes sense, and I was able to interview and thankfully get the position. Being in travel services, it is very tedious because you are the direct line between the organization and, like, the participants and coaches that are there who are going to be competing in these championships. So,
and no game if they don't show up.
No game if they don't show up. So it really pertains to just hotels, lodging, any kind of ground transportation that goes with that. And those are within my purview, but I know within the entire department, other individuals are doing flights and, you know, other forms of transportation there. So it's a whole, I just live out of an Excel sheet pretty much and just tracking logistics everywhere.
Well, that's a lot.
Championships come to fruition pretty much.
And it's a transferable skill
it
because
is.
If you think about any type of business, mm-hmm. Even outside of sport, You have to have this whole area of who's handling where people are going to be, how they're going to get there, when they have to get out.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful for this position simply because my previous roles have all been very large-scale event operations, and this forces me to be very detail-oriented and making sure that even if the time is can be different, it's like a complete mess up to the schedule. So I'm thankful that this is causing me to stretch and grow and, you know, develop more detail-oriented skills that I probably wouldn't have done if I wasn't in such a travel-oriented position.
Well, the right person for the right job.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have that. Tell us more about USA Baseball. What age does it range from?
So there are championships from as low as 10U, which is our future championship, and then it goes all the way up to like collegiate national teams that are there. Then there's the international teams, where it's USA versus Japan or USA versus Cuba. So it runs the gamut. As the national governing body of baseball, they are the body that works at amateurism. So a lot of people sometimes confuse it with like MLB, but there are connections because this is a pipeline system. You want to continuously have people going up to the professional league. We work independently of them, and it is just for amateur baseball players.
So that's the call for people who really love baseball,
mm-hmm.
and they want to see it at all levels.
Yes.
There's nothing like, in terms of watching young people, mm-hmm. enjoyment and seeing little boys out there, mm-hmm. you know, playing baseball.
And we have little girls there as well, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people didn't know that. So and boys.
Exactly. And then there's an extension between the softball connection that's there, too. So, I mean, we're interconnected because the games are similar, of course, but strictly USA Baseball does work with the baseball aspect of things.
Well, I'm trying to think what movie. There was a movie about a little girl, actually making it to the big leagues. And then there was a TV show recently, mm-hmm. where a woman was a pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I always said I wanted to watch it. I don't know if it never got picked up for extra series. I don't know if you know that television show.
I'm not familiar.
Okay.
I'll have to check into it.
Yeah. I think it was called The Pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what advice would you give young people interested in working in sport business?
Oh, man. I would definitely say make sure that if this is something that you want to do, you keep that resolve and you stay keep your foot in it, because it's very easy to feel as though you're not getting, you know, advancing or anything as quickly as you would like. But I think that can go for anything almost. But sport is very interesting because so many people want to work in it that there's this wide pool of applicants. And so it might be hard to get into a position, and then when you're in there, you feel like you're doing, like, menial work or whatever the case is. But you never know who's watching you, and there's opportunities everywhere. I think that you just keep your head down and do the right thing. Keep the focus in focus, and you'll be all right. You
know? Well, I think I'll go back to what you said about the networking and the connections.
Mm-hmm.
So as you know, I always say it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you on mm-hmm. a favorable basis.
Absolutely.
And so being persistent and staying in there and making yourself very likable,
yeah.
Being willing to do things that other people don't want to do mm-hmm. can make the difference.
And I'll say take that even a step further, join as professional organizations as you can. Be in contact with people who are doing the same thing as you in your industry and can continue to grow that network. I mean, I've joined WISE from the Greater Raleigh chapter.
So WISE is the Women in Sports and Events, yes. national organization with chapters all across America, but that's another one of our connections.
Yes, so that's we have that connection there too. But I started out with the organization last year, and I can say the friendships I've grown out of it, the connections that have grown out of it are just huge. And I think it's definitely something that I'm incredibly thankful for, that I put that work out there and decided to join.
Well, again, another example of you're taking the first step.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things to do out there, a lot of things to get involved in, but you have to be willing to be courageous and get out there and
Absolutely.
Do it. So what's the secret sauce to your perseverance? What drives you? What gets Rachel up every day and keeps you moving forward?
Faith. I live by faith because I know that I have a higher purpose. I know at this time I might not know what it is. I know that my direction in life is to impact those around me And, you know, like I say, lift as I rise. I know the better that I can do in my profession is the better opportunities that can come my way, and I can share those opportunities with others. I recognize there is a dearth of women of color in sport, and so in order to fill those gaps, we have to just keep allowing others to keep getting into these spaces. So that's something that moves me.
Well, that's wonderful. Certainly, we do have to look back and think about those who sacrificed for us, those who did things that just terrible, terrible conditions, whether it was official laws and policies and regulations. But we have to make and we have to create.
Right.
And so, you know, I have that entrepreneurial spirit. So you can create that on your own or you can create it within an organization. So we're very, very happy to be able to talk to you today, but also hear about your purpose in terms of your faith.
Yeah.
So let's take a break there. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We'll be back with Rachel Leek. We're back with Rachel Leek of USA Baseball. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. Rachel, are there any sport executive leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
Well, I definitely admire from afar Max Siegel, who is the CEO of USA Track and Field. I know people probably recognize him as like the only Black executive of a national governing body for USA Track and Field, but he has holdings in other entities such as like NASCAR, where he has like a developmental program there to get minorities into NASCAR, and even and an extension into Universal Music. So, as a businessman, you can see that he's trying to spread his wings and get his hands in a myriad of places. And I admire that a lot simply because I hope to do the same, you know, be good at one thing, but definitely have extensions off to the side.
Now, have you met him?
I have not, but I would
bucket list.
Exactly, bucket list. Pick his brain a little bit, just learn how he got to where he is. I know he has a law degree, was an attorney and all that, but that's a far cry from where he is now. So there's definitely something to learn there.
Excellent. So if you weren't developing new contacts, doing a deep dive into learning USA Baseball's ins and outs, and staying on top of sports news, whose job outside of sports would you love to have? You're a dancer, singer?
You know, I absolutely love Rihanna.
Writer?
But I look up to very greatly Toni Morrison. She is my favorite writer, and I go on YouTube and I'll just listen to her talk about things, and she's just so knowledgeable. And I love the fact that she cares so much about others that her writings have always been central. The central characters are always Black women. She puts people to the forefront, and she's unashamed about it. And she's like, we need presence, you know. And I love that, and I hope to live that life similarly.
Well, you can and you will.
I will.
So any writing? Are you doing any writing yourself? Are you a writer?
Yeah, so I read a lot of literature, and I kind of write in my spare time. I am hesitant to put this out there because I know then it would have to come to fruition, but I'm trying to write a novel, and so I guess
too late now.
No, too late now. Now I got to do it. But yeah, I do like writing, and I think that there's something very cathartic about sharing your story, even if you disguise it within nonfiction. But I do want to do that. I am going to do that.
Well, yeah. we'll hold each other accountable. I have a book that I've been pregnant with for about 8 years now, and I have an outline. I've met with a publisher and all of that. So, but once you start thinking one book, then you think of another book that you want to write.
Exactly.
So it's about doing it. So, Rachel, when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair watching your favorite team play, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
Ooh, integrity. Definitely being somebody who saw and sought out justice for others, you know, continue to lift as I rise, helping individuals get to where they want to go, and just creating space for everyone because everybody has a voice and everybody has an interesting perspective and needs to be heard. So I want to just be able to, when I close my eyes, just say I live such an integrous life, you know.
Well, thank you for spending time today. Rachel Leek, coordinator of travel services for USA Baseball.